I want to tell you something. The most influential person in my life was the most tyrannical. The man who abandoned me when I was just a few months old, who put my mother in a hospital on several occasions with his beatings, who spent 5 years in prison for stealing from the blind, selling their things and keeping the money, who walked away from a family of three boys during a depression, never paid a cent in child support and stole from everyone he came around, who required me to go into an orphanage for the first 10 years of my life and never showed up once to even say hello or I'm your father, who then visited that same abuse on five additional women and died in New Orleans in 1964 of cirrhosis of the liver as a pauper and had his body shipped to Biloxi, Mississippi. It was my father. This petty tyrant who showed up in my life was someone that I had grown up and been taught to hate. But when I found myself at his grave in 1974, just a few months before I wrote Erroneous Zones, I had a transformational epiphany. A natahi, a great awakening, a great seeing, when I was able to forgive my father. And in the process of forgiving my father, I was introduced to enlightenment and was able to get my life on purpose once and for all. At the time, I was overweight, I was drinking, I was not doing the things I wanted to do. I was in a bad relationship. I had no sense of any sense of morality that I have today. For me, I thought that monogamy was just a hard wood. And after I left Biloxi, in August 27th, 1974, I totally had left behind. I used to dream about my father, and I used to hate this man. I used to try to find out where he was and why he had done what he had done. And when I went to his grave and stood there for 3 hours, and I talked about this in some of my tapes, and I wrote about it, and you'll see it when you believe it. I don't have time tonight to tell the whole mystical story of how I got there. It was a miracle, the same kind of miracle that put Marcella and I together the other morning. The end result was that my life absolutely turned around, and we are here tonight sharing in whatever I have to share with you because of that experience. And this petty tyrant, who so many of us think shouldn't have showed up in our life, the abuse that we had, the abandonment that we experienced, the relationships, the people who screwed us badly, the people who owe us money, who stole from us and all of that, we don't understand that it's all in order. In reading Betty Eady's book, Embraced by the Light, where she talked about a man who had decided in nowhere to come here and just simply sit as a beggar, a homeless beggar on a street corner, just for the purpose of having this one man experience a sense of compassion in his life. And he said, yes, I'll sign up for that. I'll come here. Whether it's true or not is not even the point. Any more than when I was in New Orleans last weekend, walking amongst the homeless and talking to a young girl named Celie from Olympia, who was 16 years old and had been on the street for 4 years. And I put $100 into her hand after talking to her. She hadn't had a bath in 4 years, I don't think. And the people that I was with said, look, she's just going to go spend it on drugs. I said, it doesn't matter what she spends it on. It's one act of human kindness. That's all. One act of human kindness. If she wants to spend it on booze or drugs or dog food, it doesn't make any difference. It's the act of reaching out to another human being. That's what higher awareness is. And you have to, as the Bhagavad Gita teaches us, be detached from the outcome. Be detached from the fruits of your labor and stay in flow or on purpose. And so the petty tyrants that have been in your life are falls. Just like World War II and the Holocaust was a fall. And hopefully, not hopefully, assuredly, as a people collectively, a war teaches us how to resolve disputes in a different way. And all of the stuff that you see going on out there, judging it is not important. In fact, when you judge another person or judge something else, you don't define it. You define yourself as someone who needs to judge. You can't define me by calling me a jerk or a fool. You only define yourself. All of that judgment about it. It's like when they ask Mother Teresa, will you march against the war in Vietnam back in 1967? She said, no, I won't. But if you have a march for peace, I'll be there.